This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers? You want answers?
So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And now,
live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Merry Christmas, folks. Got to be politically incorrect. Even such simple things like that are sacrilege under the New World Order. Putin's called Trump an absolute leader that'd be good for Russia. We've got incredible information with Muslims murdering gays in Europe. The liberals seem to love it. It's totally insane. We've got so much big news in world events. But here's John Bowne on the connection to Obama and ISIS and Al-Qaeda as the curtain comes down.
Filed under What's Old is New Again are the alarming steps Michael Springman, a high-level State Department official, took to inform the federal government that unqualified foreign applicants were being issued visas prior to 9/11. In Saudi Arabia, I was repeatedly ordered by high-level State Department officials to issue visas to unqualified applicants, Springman told the BBC prior to the 9/11 attack. These were essentially people who had no ties either to Saudi Arabia or to their own country. I complained bitterly at the time there. I returned to the U.S. I complained to the State Department here, to the General Accounting Office, to the Bureau of Diplomatic Security, and to the Inspector General's office. I was met with silence.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fast forward approximately 15 years later, and Obama sounds like a broken record being played in an empty hall.
Meanwhile, here at home, the Department of Homeland Security is updating its alert system to help the American people stay vigilant and safe. And as always, our extraordinary men and women in uniform continue to put their lives on the line. In this campaign.
Meanwhile, the Mirror UK reports, hackers have claimed that a number of Islamic State supporters' social media accounts are being run from internet addresses linked to the Department of Work and Pensions. The hacking collective showed Mirror Online details of the IP addresses used by a trio of separate digital jihadis to access Twitter accounts, which were then used to carry out online recruitment and propaganda campaigns. At first glance, the IP addresses seemed to be based in Saudi Arabia, but upon further inspection using specialist tools, they appeared to link back to the Department of Work and Pensions. The British government has admitted selling large numbers of internet addresses to Saudi Arabia, but has refused to reveal how much it has earned from the transaction. Although the government announced plans to auction its surplus IP numbers, it can now be revealed that a chunk of them went to Saudi Telecom and the Saudi-based mobile telecommunications company. Of course, the inept, record-breaking, tax-sucking behemoth known as the U.S. federal government, with all of its trillions spent on surveilling the average American's phone calls, emails, and browser history, and storing it all in a huge database guarded by psychotic thugs, can't be bothered with monitoring the social media of potential terrorists entering the United States. The Hill reports, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson decided against ending a secret U.S. policy that prohibits immigration officials from reviewing social media posts of foreigners applying for U.S. visas. A DHS spokesman told ABC News that in the fall of 2014, the department began three pilot programs to include social media in vetting, but officials say it's still not a widespread policy and review is underway. Could the massacre that occurred in San Bernardino have been prevented had the feds actually done what most Americans thought they'd been doing all along? Probably not. The TSA can barely do their job, sporting a pathetic 95% failure rate. The status quo is tearing into two separate realities. The arrogant, compulsive fabrication the criminals in Washington, D.C. are still hawking, and another reality that for most Americans is a big pill to swallow. The growing evidence that layers of a $1 trillion shadow government's nefarious inner workings are exponentially coming to light. For many Americans, admitting that your president is a traitor, based upon all of the evidence, is difficult to look squarely in the eye.
You know, George W. Bush, after he staged 9/11 with his daddy, he said, you're either with us or with those Al-Qaeda terrorists they hired on record. Well, I got news for the New World Order. You're either with humanity or you're against it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, you talk about a smorgasbord of really important news and information. You got it today. It is coming down. The 17th day of December, 2015, this Thursday transmission is broadcasting across the United States and around the world. Lord Monckton, on the aftermath of the World Government Treaty that they failed to ram through, not completely, but for the most part, will be popping in for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. Then Paul Joseph Watson is going to be coming on the broadcast. To get into this story that's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that's illustrative of exactly who these Qatari, Saudi Arabian, and other invaders are in Syria that are now being called refugees. And the federal government just released numbers that they've actually brought in 100,000, quote, Syrian refugees. Oh, you thought it was 10,000. There is a formula, folks. They said in Germany 3 years ago they were going to bring in 100,000. It's now 3 million in Germany alone, 1 million this year. When they say 10,000, it's 100,000. When they say 100,000, it's 300,000. When they say 300,000, it's 1 million. When they say 1 million, it's 3 million. When they say it's 20 million illegals here, they now admit it's 40 million. It's a formula. You watch it long enough, you become like the coach of the New England Patriots. You don't even need to steal the playbooks. You already have them memorized from watching the games. Well, I'm not an NFL coach, folks, but I am pretty much the best analyst when it comes down to really studying the globalists and how they operate, because I am obsessed with it. I live it. And I know their playbook up one side and down the other. You can mix and mash their minions and replace them and rearrange them like deck chairs on the Titanic or the Lusitania. But at the end of the day, they follow a criminology, a modus operandi. It's how better police detectives can catch a serial killer 6 months out from them doing it, and 6 months later figure out where they're going to strike next by immersing themselves in the mind of the enemy. Well, my task is a lot simpler than that, because the globalists are very, very transparent. Sweden, this is a story up on drudgereport.com. Sweden, Muslim migrants batter gay man to death, wrap snake around his neck. Now, we've seen some famous cases of gay men being beaten to death for no reason in the United States, and they get attention, and they should. It's wrong. It's stupid. People who aren't normally criminals, though, will go kill somebody for what race they are or their sexual preference, because then it feels like it's okay that they're doing it. And now it's okay to beat up and kill white people in this country because, oh, you know, they're all racist, they deserve it. And the media tries to cover that up. And then when I criticize black racism, I get emails and see comments going, man, I used to like your show. Why are you racist against black people now? Well, you see, I exposed Tuskegee, which was already known before I was born, but I exposed all the other things that aren't known, and the plan to exterminate black people because I'm not racist, and innocent black people don't deserve to be chopped up in the womb or being given sentences that aren't fair. But that doesn't mean that I support hordes of black racists either. See, it's a complex thought process. It's not like either I'm for Black Lives Matter or I'm against it. I'm against George Soros running it. But the radical Muslims, which are the majority in many countries in the Middle East now and other areas, murder people. I mean, I have a stack of news here where if someone attends a protest in Saudi Arabia, they chop their head off. That's in the news today. Not a word out of the liberals, not a word out of the feminists. They just tell me all day that if I don't basically let my woman boss me around, I'm anti-feminine. Hey, you try letting a woman boss you around and run your life. They'll leave you so fast it'll make your head spin. But see, I'm a man. I'm out conquering my domain. I'm out producing and building. So I don't need to sit there and curry favor with women. Because women are looking for men, not little boys who are in arrested development. Women are not my problem. Men who aren't men have a problem. And then they listen to popular media about how they're supposed to get a good woman. That's how you get to be alone. Or die alone. Everything the system pushes is to screw you up and arrest your development. Sweden, Muslim migrants batter gay man to death. I saw another one of these last week where they stabbed one to death in London. They usually cover them up. So for everyone you see, you can bet there's about 100. Victim taunted over his sexual orientation during brutal murder. Two Muslim migrants in Sweden have been charged. That's their happy hunting ground. Now, they rape Swedish women, and they don't get charged. It's just you don't kill a protected group. I'm not against gay people. It's just, you know, women are just as important as a gay man. I'm sorry. It's just true. Then more sacrilege. Two Muslim migrants in Sweden have been charged with the hate crime murder of a gay man after they allegedly battered the victim to death before dressing him up in women's clothing and wrapping a snake around his neck. Another reason predators target gay men is they target the more feminine gay men that they can pick out and obviously see won't fight for themselves. There's a lot of gay men out there that rip their arms out of their sockets. But again, you can't just tell they are. The two alleged perpetrators, and again, they're just predators, the two alleged perpetrators are 16-year-old and 19-year-old refugees from Morocco, according to prosecutors. The victim was deliberately targeted because of his sexuality. Morocco is 99.9% Muslim, and being gay, lesbian, or transgender is illegal with punishments up to 3 years in prison. That's very lax compared to most Muslim countries where it's punishable by death. It wasn't illegal in Iraq, so they blew the country up. And women were 60% of college graduates, didn't have to wear a cover of their faces, and you could listen to rock and roll music, so they blew it up. Any country like that, they blow up. Our government does. And then everybody buys liquor and pizza and sits around going, get them, oh, shock and all, cruise missiles, blow that country up. Now it's all a failed state. Al-Qaeda's taken over. They're running rampant. Our government's giving them missiles. The incident began when the gay man met the 16-year-old refugee in a park in Gothenburg and offered to help him by giving clothes and food. The three individuals ended up back at the gay man's apartment where the accused claims the man tried to have sex with the two migrants and they acted in self-defense. Oh. However, police recovered a video from the 16-year-old's cell phone which shows the gay men battered and bound the floor of the apartment. The 16-year-old is heard screaming and cursing at the men while insulting him over his sexual orientation. The alleged perpetrators claim the victim was already dressed in a woman when they met him, although the victim's boyfriend denies, well, who cares whether he's dressed in a dress or not, that his partner was cross-dresser and asserts that the victim was dressed in women's clothes to mock him. The dead snake was found wrapped around the victim's neck, of which police found drops of 16-year-old's blood. And it just goes on from there. You will not hear about this on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow. And that's the issue here, is you're not going to hear about this, or if you do, it'll be a blip. If this was done by a Christian or a conservative or somebody like that, you would never hear the end of it. And that's the bias and the control in the media. Here's some of the other stories. As lawmakers clash over refugees, Syrian immigration quietly tops 100,000 since 2012. And again, many of them are really invaders into Syria, backed by the West, that failed, and after they serve their year tour, they get to retire to the United States with welfare. That's Fox News. Saudi Arabia orders execution of teen for attending protest. 19-year-old has been moved to solitary confinement and could be beheaded at any moment. Abdullah Al-Zahir became the youngest person given the death sentence, according to campaigners. Campaigners claim that he who attended the protest 4 years ago will be put to death. The 19-year-old has been moved to solitary confinement. Despite the possible repercussions, his family have gone public with a story in a final bid to save his life. That's in the UK Express. He participated in a protest rally. That's so liberal. Progressive media. Now, let's see who's like Saudi Arabia. Progressive media argues, thanks to ISIS, we have to consider limits to free speech. We're going to be breaking that article. Salon, of course, and Slate and all these other publications are out there pushing this garbage. This is the leftist move in Europe. Ban free speech of libertarians and conservatives. They're now going to arrest Le Pen, who's leading presidential polls again, and his party just won basically parliamentary elections, regional elections across the country. She sent out on Twitter images of ISIS engaging in crimes to point out the threat. They're going to basically indict her for promoting terrorism. France considers, you mean criminal socialists consider, prosecuting Marie Le Pen for tweeting violent Islamic State images. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. See the censorship? And now, Yale students sign a petition, we have video of this, to repeal the First Amendment. Fox News. This isn't Mark Dice in L.A. or San Diego. This isn't Alex Jones or Leanne McAdoo or Zachary Jackson in Austin, Texas at UT. This is in at Yale, where you walk up and say, let's repeal the First Amendment, let's ban all free speech for liberals to rule everything, and they all sign it. These are not liberals. This is a cult of dangerous people who will absolutely sign on to putting us in forced labor camps, who will absolutely take our guns if they ever think they've got the power to do it. They are a power cult who want to dominate us. literal scum of the earth. And it gets worse. Portland City Council wants to ban Donald Trump's speech as well. We've got video of that. Just an orgy of chomping at the bit like starving wolves to chew up free speech and butcher true liberalism. Monstrous scum allied with radical Islam that wants to murder women, gays, and others. And burn up and blow up every church they can and chop priests' heads off.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We've got it.
The new special coming to you.
All right, you are a go. All right, you are a go.
Are we seeing the earth?
We've got it.
Are we seeing the earth now?
You've got it.
Oh,
is the biggest Democratic goodie package ever. It's bigger than anything Bill Clinton ever delivered to the Democrats. It's bigger than anything Bush ever sold out and did. I mean, Paul Ryan is working hard, like MSNBC said. But it isn't good enough that he works hard to enslave the country and bankrupt us. Because Melissa Harris Perry said, working hard puts down black slaves. No one can work hard but those slaves in that moment of Zen time. That's right. By the way, there's a great article from the Von Mises Institute on Infowars.com that really eloquently illustrates what I've been trying to say in my own broken way, that we're on the edge of world war, economic collapse, social problems. The Pentagon admits the world's the most dangerous it's ever been. Obama says he's made the world safer than ever. I mean, we're in crazy town. And the article goes, why is the New York Times number one story it runs up to 10 stories a day about transgender? Well, that's just what you'd expect in a science fiction comedy book novel by Kurt Vonnegut. We're on the edge of World War IV, folks. Robot computers are taking over. Militaries admit they're going to combat robots in the next 5 years. The elite admit the future doesn't need humans. And Gerald Celente writes an article about New York Times off-trend with transgender blitz. This is what happens when Nero fiddled while Rome burned. And they go, why don't you like transgenders? I don't care. If you're going to have one as a celebrity, at least have it look like a good-looking woman, not an old guy in a wig. I mean, just leave me alone. Stop trying to tell me how to think. Stop thinking you run my life. It's disgusting. You think about an elite obsessed with stuff like this, and then meanwhile, Russia hasn't done anything to the United States. Russia is in collapse mode. Russia had a deal with the U.S. in the early 1990s and NATO to not expand into any of its former satellites if the United States and NATO didn't. And now, for about 6-7 years under Obama, we're going to play some clips coming up in the next segment of Putin. And they've encircled them and come in and have been overthrowing the countries and taking them over and moving weapons in. And then Russian ethnic areas on the borders with Russia that have been there for hundreds of years, like Crimea, they're blowing up all the major power lines and power stations and having radical Islamic groups bomb Russian planes out of the sky, and Turkey shooting down Russian aircraft. And Putin says they've got missiles in place now. Turkey keeps flying aircraft in every day. Putin just came out and said, okay, we're going to start shooting them down next week. And that means when they fly over Syria to go into Iraq, the Iraqi government says, get out of here. We don't want you here. They're there bombing the Kurds that are fighting ISIS on record. You see, they've got supply lines through western Iraq into Syria, up into southern Turkey. And the Russians are bombing those supply lines the minute they come into Syria. And the Kurds are attacking on the other side trying to stop ISIS. So what's Turkey doing? They've sent ground troops in and traveled over 100 miles through the mountains and desert and are now fighting the Kurds in a pincer attack flanking the Russians. They're attacking from the north in Turkey, southern Turkey, and from the southeast into the west of Iraq in a full-on toe-to-toe with the Russians. And they're threatening to blow up Russian ships coming out of the Black Sea and in the Mediterranean. And any day now, giant war could break out. But the average American is being force-fed the Kardashians and that woman that looks like the penguin and some snapping turtle with a wig on. While hordes of jihadists pour into Europe and rape and murder. We come back, Putin says he likes Trump. The two are friends and hung out quite a bit. Trump says he wants to have a deep relationship with Russia and engage in trade. Another big plus for Donald Trump. The neocons call him a wimp because he doesn't want World War III.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I can't believe people don't know how wild things are right now. They should be on the edge of their seats.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Regional war breaks out between Russia and Turkey. NATO comes in. And then you will see blood, radioactive, rain from the sky. Those of you that like darkness, you can get a big taste of it. Let's go ahead and crank this up. Here's NATO's theme song, starting nuclear war with Russia. But nobody wins. Leaders go crazy from time to time. We have giant wars that kill hundreds of millions. That's with conventional weapons. But now, the politicians, the anointed ones, the big banks, think they control the destiny of the world and believe they have been given power by their God to rule. But they have a right of kings, and that no nation, no religion, no idea, no piece of property can stand in their way. They have gone insane. They have gone insane. They are the madmen. Point their fingers at us and claim we are mad. because we burn with life and are awake as our ancestors were, not the zombified hordes of slaves who serve the fraud that is the technocratic world government. Close your eyes. And go insane like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. No, I don't choose that. I won't turn my will over to you, ever. No, I'm not going to close my eyes. I'm not going to go insane. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, I'm here hosting. Then the fourth hour is hosted by one of our great anchors or investigative journalists. And today, InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew is going to be hosting. And we're going to premiere a deep analysis of the Bushes and their Nazi connection right through to Jeb Bush currently with breaking intel. Just to show you their mindset and who they really are. I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy now. I'm saying the word is, and the evidence is, the Bushes got a big chunk of the Nazi horde at the end of World War II. That's coming up in the middle of the fourth hour today. Also, I've already got some of the sneak peeks, and I've talked to some people that won't tell me everything about it, but have seen pieces of it out in L.A., because what happens is you get early copies before stuff comes out, but it's got text all over it. If you're in the high-level Screen Actors Guild and get to vote in the Academy Awards. So some of this stuff's leaked, and I haven't been told much. I went out and looked at leaks online and can tell which ones are what I was told. And see, that's kind of how this works. I don't want to know what's in something before it's released, because there's even legal issues with that. I just get little pieces to then know, looking at other leaks, whether those were accurate leaks or not. That's a way to reverse engineer it. And so we got a pretty good idea what's in the film. And I got to say, the plot is better than I thought it would be. And so now I'm not so negative on it. I mean, And people say, why do you care about Star Wars with all this big news happening worldwide? Aren't you kind of violating what you said yourself? We should be focused on real issues. Upwards of 80% of the info war is in entertainment. That's where the messengers are implanted. That's where a lot of the bad stuff happens, a lot of the good stuff happens, as you know. And, I mean, the guy they had play Anakin Skywalker looked like he was from Nickelodeon or something. He's a white guy, whatever his name is. I mean, he's just not a good actor. I'm sorry. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He just doesn't come off as believable. I mean, I guess he's handsome, you can say. He doesn't look very manly. I mean, Darth Vader needs to look manly, folks. I'm sorry. And then they got this new actor, this young black guy. He doesn't look manly. He doesn't pull off a stormtrooper. You know, the black actor that plays Mace Windu pulls it off. You believe he could defeat the Emperor. You don't believe that the other characters are believable. It's just bad casting. It just is. And like both the bad guy and the good person, they're both women. You know, I don't care if women are the heroes in movies, but then the directive to make all the heroes women. And China runs the U.S. space program because we're not smart enough in The Martian. It's just the propaganda. So Samuel L. Jackson is a great actor and has real gravitas. This new guy, let's put him back on screen, John Boyega. I mean, he just looks like somebody couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. And then the clips they show of him in the movie, he looks like he's got a 75 IQ or something. I mean, I would cast this guy to play the part. I'm not being mean. Of maybe somebody that's had a lobotomy. I mean, that's what he radiates, is that he's stupid. But see, that's the image they sell now. And so I just expect it to be hard to watch. Now, I got some friends that are going tonight. We'll have reviews for you tomorrow. Ja'Kari Jackson and Kit Daniels are going to go see it tomorrow. They're going to have a review. I'll have them in studio with me Sunday to talk about it. I'll just be honest with you. I'm not going to see it for a while. I've just got more serious things to do. I will hijack it before it comes out today with a special report with a sneak peek and basically leak the plot without even watching it. That's what I do. I mean, I don't watch myself on Discovery Channel, History Channel, or True TV or any of the shows I'm on either. Not bragging. I just don't want to look at myself. I want to move on to the next objective. I'm in a war. The only reason I'm talking about Star Wars, Episode 7, is because it is an allegory to what's happened in our world, and Episode 3 was excellent, the prequel. And basically, if you understand that movie, you understand everything works. False flags, how wars used. There's an article on InfoWars.com today about it. The plot of Star Wars frighteningly resembles modern-day America. Well, that's what George Lucas, to his credit, said when it came out, Episode 3, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago? I don't remember now. He said, no, I rewrote Episode 3 to parallel what 9/11 really was. And that's him telling you I'm a 9/11 truther. So I have to respect George Lucas, even though he committed the abomination of Jar Jar Binks. And even though I'm told he's not pro-gun, he does get what 9/11 was. And he did rewrite the plot. So it is very informative. And Abrams, the director, is a very good director. I'm not really a Star Trek fan, and I've seen the last few Star Treks. They're really good. They have false flag plots. And see, why are all these Captain America movies and all this, basically people watch them and go, it's like Alex Jones wrote this. Then I later learned the folks that did write some of the Captain America are familiar with the show, and we did influence it. I put some feelers out. And that's not bragging. It's showing how us engaging entertainment and doing analysis of it is very, very popular. I've had quite a few folks from the movie Prometheus. Well, one of them directly reached out, others to the grapevine, and said, wow, we really like your analysis of it, even before I saw it. I mean, I just had the leaks, and they said that's exactly what the inside baseball is this is a real creation narrative of the elite, and it's what the elite really think happened on Earth. So that's why the next one, I think it's called Genesis, is coming out, and you're being told exactly what the elite actually believe is going on. And see, that's my job, is to tell you what they're really thinking, what they're really doing. And so naturally, that's who's going to watch and listen to this show, because, folks, you are getting the inside baseball. And that's no brag. That's just fact. I want everyone to get what's going on. I want everyone to understand what's going on. I want to take the Promethean fire that the elites have and are hoarding for themselves, given to us by God. They're keeping it in the priest class to try to become gods themselves while keeping the technology from us. And whether it was galactic seeding or pan-transpermia, whatever the cosmology is, the Bible is dead on. And we're not in Kansas. We never were. We are on a planetoid in deep space with a fantastical universe around us. And the globalists don't ever want us to tune into that. They want us to be obsessed in a false proto-matrix like Times Square, where they feed us all the images and seduce us into their world that is a limited paradigm where they can pretend to be God over us but are not gods. A real God would give us free will. A real God would empower us. A real God would create creatures that can develop ideas and sciences in their minds and then over time by working manifest it physically. This species is so incredibly powerful. Look where we've come from and where we are now. And only at this point, with the massive technology and the developments and everything we've got, And the medical developments, they're curing blindness, they're curing deafness, they're curing everything right now. They don't want the general public to get that, but many of the elites do. There's a battle over the future right now. There's a fantastical war happening, thousands of times more intricate and colorful than the fantasy land of Star Wars. That's all I'm saying. The globalists have divided Europe against the United States and against Russia. The globalists play nations and peoples off against each other. They manipulate our weaknesses. We should have, from the beginning, been natural allies like we were until World War II, and before that, the communist takeover in 1917 with Russia. We should already have giant joint programs with Russia. We would already be on Mars. We should be working with China. We should be building up Africa and Latin America. And globalists claim that world government's about that, but instead it's about suppressing all the countries and playing us off against each other and putting suppressive global carbon taxes controlled by the Anglo-American establishment against the entire world militarily to shut us down. While the elite hoard our resources, our inventions, our developments in secretive, offshore, armored redoubts and university and governmental and corporate reservations, campuses, underground facilities, where they live and we sleep, where they transcend, we fall, where they live, we die. But what's scary is the evil ones will never transcend with this technology because they're already fallen. To first go to the next level in God's plan, we have to believe in other people and truly want to build others up. And also be focused and strong to identify who the enemy is and not be chumped by them. The enemy is failing. We are in a death battle with them. In the 10th round we're entering right now of 12 rounds, ladies and gentlemen, we have taken the initiative. The enemy is rising to its feet, bloodied. We're bloody as well. And they are screaming with jealousy and envy and hatred that they won't control the destiny of humanity and that we're about to break free. Wings out into the stars. They've got hooks and bounds and ties and nooses like lilipullies trying to hold down the human spirit and God's plan. And we're tearing free, but as soon as we tear free, thousands of other hooks shoot up and tear into our flesh. But the moment we know the lilipullies are there, because only a fraction of us know, our strength will intensify a trillionfold. And those hooks and those barbs and all those spears in us will form into the structure that takes us to the next level. And they howl with hatred because the evil ones know how beautiful we are. And they can see us. We can't see ourselves. And they are just gouging their eyes out, wanting to kill our innocence, wanting to poison our food, wanting to disease our planet, wanting to pull it down. This egg, this yolk that is ours to use and be born. They want to abort this species here on terra firma. The battle will be decided for the future of our species. An epic war that you're now part of. That's why the enemy always says I'm not for real. That's why they try to demonize me and claim I'm bad, because they know I'm good. They know I'm shackled up in battle. They know I'm hacking at the enemy. They know I'm committed, and they know the fire I carry in my heart is a fire of old that will spread and will burn them to the ground. They fear us. They know us. They are the enemies of old. Now you need to decide which side you're on right now. Will the age of chivalry return? Will the Renaissance return? Will humanity go to the next level? Or will we fall? God is a God of free will and destiny. You must take free will and your destiny in your hands. The choice is up to you. Putin has called Trump an outstanding and talented man. I'm going to skip this network break. AFP. Putin praises absolute leader. Trump is colorful, talented guy. Bloomberg Business. Talented absolute leader. Putin praises Trump. Let them fly there now. Putin threatens to shoot down Turkish jets in Syria. Calls Erdogan an ass kisser. Meanwhile, the New York Times says off-trend with transgender blitz. That's what we should be focused on. Not the Milky Way, not Alpha Centauri's, not bionic eyes, not life extension. We should be focused on our iPhones made in slave factories and worship them. We should talk about how ugly humans are and how bad we are for the Earth.
Of course in our crib we're going to crap our diapers. Of course at this level we're not perfect, but look how much we've already cleaned up. It's the globalist diseasing the planet. It's the globalist mutating the species. It's the globalist attacking every family of life forms and genetically engineering it to not bear fruit. Engineering the death virus into the planet, testing the murder of the planet in front of us, and then standing up there, Al Gore, heavily invested in all these companies, lecturing us how he's here to save the world when he is a giant black devil, leering down to suck blood out of the planet itself. The ultimate festering, soft, stinking vampire. An enemy of you and your family, total, complete, turned over to the God of this world that's no God at all. We're going to skip this break. Thank you. Putin calls Trump an outstanding, talented man. I'm going to let Daria, who speaks fluent Russian, actually give you the translation as best she can here. That's because he's talking somewhat quick. And then I'll actually go over it, what he says about Donald Trump. But the best part is, he talks about Trump wants a deep relationship with Russia, wants trade, wants to work with us, doesn't want to be enemies. How can we not be for him? But we don't want to get involved in the American elections, obviously, because they'll use that and say we're interfering. Trump is going against the military-industrial complex. He's going against the brokerage firms saying you shouldn't be tax-exempt and poor people aren't. Trump has said some things that I don't agree with on the internet and on going after families, but then he's backtracked on that. That's the thing. It's not flip-flop. He goes, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, this is better. What do you think it says when Trump comes on this show? You think he's stupid? He wants everybody to know. He knows the foreign leaders listen to this show. He knows Putin listens to this show. By the way, that's a fact for years. I was told that by RT like 9 years ago when they were first coming to the U.S. Then I was told that by the head of RT. Then one time they told me I was going to be on National Russian TV, and I wasn't on National Russian TV. The Skype turned on, and I was in a room. I was in a room here, but in a room there in Russia. I'm just going to leave it at that. Just like when Matt Drudge was here in studio, I was like, well, he's not going to come on air. Will people even believe it? And the whole point is, things are more fantastic than you know. The world's a lot stranger than people understand until you wake up and really look around, open your eyes. And some big decisions are being made right now about the future of this planet. But the people running this country in Europe right now want collapse for everyone but them. That's how they conquer us. It's not a war even against nations or even religions. It's against the individual. Because when they've got a global depression in place, they're going to play the part of the savior. And the hand they give us is going to drag us straight into enslavement. Daria, go ahead and tell us about this clip, and then go ahead and play it and narrate for us. Why don't you give us your view? I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but give us your view on Putin. I mean, you came over here, you know, I guess to escape the tyranny from Russia when you were a kid. You've been in the military, defense language school, a patriot. You know, you work here 4 or 5 months. We really like having you here. You do a great job running the soundboard and run a lot of the video feeds. I've really never even talked to you a lot personally. I'm so busy about overall your view of what's happening. But give us your view on this clip, and then let's go to it.
Okay, well, this looks like a bunch of reporters after the press conference that Putin just did today. And there seems to be an American reporter who's trying to speak Russian to Putin, and he's asking Donald Trump. He's asking him what he thinks of Donald Trump, and I think it's pretty cool. I think his response is pretty cool. So we can go over that.
We're going to go to that clip in a moment, and I'm putting you on the spot here. This is what I do. This is truly teleprompter free and totally transparent. What is your view overall of Putin?
Well, you know, as a Russian and having to grow up in a system where our presidents were very disrespected, we personally disrespected them. They didn't project any power on the world stage. I'm actually very proud of the current president of Russia, and I do support him.
Well, who couldn't support him? He's trying to stop World War III. He's trying to promote families. He's trying to restore the right to own guns. He's going after, some people say he may secretly be a communist. Well, I mean, if somebody's secretly a communist, they don't do all this. They don't promote freedom like Trump. Trump's the only one bringing up all these topics. I mean, even if he's not for real, his words are for real. It's creating opposition. The globalists don't like what Trump's doing. What do you think about Trump? And again, I don't know your view. We're about to find out.
Well, I'm just excited to watch him. I'm glad that there is such a strong personality among the candidates for the American presidency. And finally, we have somebody who you know, can be bold about his words, as opposed to all these puppets that are basically, I don't even know what they're doing there on stage. It's a joke.
I hate seeing presidents being kept puppets, bullied by the media. Now, a president too out of control is not good either. He needs to follow the people and the Constitution and common sense. But to see them bullied, kept creatures by PR stuntmen is a fraud. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Putin calls Trump an outstanding, talented man. Nobody else is doing these translations. That's why we're doing them, so you can hear what he actually said, because a lot of times they water down his UN speeches and other things, and then we actually give you what he really said. So, Daria, go ahead.
All right, here we go. What do you think of Donald Trump? Well, he's a very bright personality, a talented person, without a doubt, but it is not our job to judge his virtues of merit. It's the job of the voters of the United States. But he is an absolute leader in the race for the presidency. He says that he wants a deep relationship between us to reach new levels of cooperation. How can we not support that? Of course, we support that, but when it comes to the eternal politics, the way he uses his words, how popular he is, again, I repeat that it is not our business to judge his words on that level.
So there you go. There is this comment on Donald Trump. The two are reportedly friends. That has really got upset the globalists, who just want us all killing each other, fighting with each other on no-bid contracts that the military-industrial complex and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan then make the money off of. And then we lose all these wars, and we spend $5 trillion in the war on terror the last 14 years. And now Al-Qaeda's gone from 3,000 people to 200,000, and it's called ISIS, and it's running around with Stinger missiles our government gave them. I mean, Daria, this is pretty clear.
Yeah. Again, I'm just kind of really excited about watching, observing this, these developments on the world stage.
Well, we all got front row seats, and it's either going to be the Valhalla or hell. Thank you, Daria. Briefly, folks, you've got until noon tomorrow to get the free shipping on all the products at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got a bunch of specials running. In fact, I've got them right here, and these end tomorrow. One day left to get it by tomorrow at noon to guarantee that you'll get it before Christmas. 20% off X2 Nation Iodine. Stock up. Give it as a gift. The Essential Pack, Survival Shield, X2 Super Male, Female, Vitality, Silver Bullet. 33% off when you get them as a pack. Cleanse Pack, Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, and Oxy Powder. 28% off. Winter Sun, 15% off. Deep Cleanse, 17% off by itself. InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the deal. I'm a maniac. I'm in a fight of my life. You are too, even if you don't know it. This is history. And I'm 110%. And I'm just going to go to the end. It doesn't matter. But if you fund us, we won't be an 800-foot giant attacking the globalist operation, because they're big. They're bigger than us. We'll grow. And it'll only give us more power when we 100% smash into the enemy with truth and justice committed. I am ready to throw myself against the enemy. I am here to fight. Join us. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there, buy the products. You're funding the war machine. It's called an InfoWar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.